Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Coffell, and in this episode, Yvonne Lau, the president of Meiwei Herbs, discusses the cause of hair loss from a traditional Chinese medicine perspective.
Hair loss and traditional Chinese medicine. Since time immemorial and across cultures, lustrous, abundant hair has been seen as a sign of radiant health as well as fertility and virility. This is also true in traditional Chinese medicine, as the quantity and quality of hair is understood to reflect the state of the Zhangfu organs and physical condition. These internal organs are closely related and affect each other, so to avoid premature graying, dryness, and general loss and thinning of hair, it is vital to balance each of the Zhangfu. The relationship between hair and the five Zhangfu organs. Kidney. According to TCM concepts, the foundation of the physical substance that allows hair to grow is the pre- and postnatal essence stored in the kidney. It is said that hair is the abundance of blood, and kidney governs bones and generates marrow, and its magnificence is hair. This means that the growth of hair relies on blood, which relies on marrow, which relies on kidney essence. As such, kidney deficiency can lead to dryness, premature graying, and excessive shedding of the hair. Liver. The Huangdi Neijing states that the liver stores blood and governs the sea of blood. As such, hair growth is closely related to blood nourishment. Li Zhen of the Ming Dynasty said in his Introduction to Medicine, "If the blood is strong, the hair will be moist, and if the blood is weak, the hair will be weak." The liver also regulates the circulation of qi and blood throughout the body. The liver meridian and governor meridian meet at the top of the head, so enriched liver blood keeps the hair nourished and moisturized. Lungs. The Huangdi Neijing states that the beauty of the lung is in the hair, and the skin of the lung is also the hair. As such, traditional Chinese medicine asserts that the external manifestations of lung qi is found in head and body hair, and so when lung qi is strong, the hair is nourished and vibrant. Spleen. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the spleen is the foundation of acquired diseases and the source of qi and blood. One of the main physiological functions of the spleen is to transport and transform water and grain or postnatal essence, which is equivalent to absorbing and transporting water, electrolytes, and nutrients throughout the body. Because the normal growth and development of hair depends on water and grain essence and the nourishment of qi and blood, when the spleen's transportation and transformation functions are normal, hair will receive sufficient supply of qi, blood, and nutrients, making it healthy, moist, and shiny. Contrarily, if the spleen cannot properly perform its function, hair withers and falls. Another physiological function of the spleen is to transport and transform water and dampness, that is, it participates in the metabolism of water and liquid in the body. If the spleen qi is deficient, this will affect its function of transporting and transforming water and dampness, resulting in dampness stagnation according to TCM principles. Long-standing stagnation of damp will then turn into heat, which can lead to a pattern of internal damp heat, often resulting in diseases such as alopecia areata, folliculitis, and seborrheic alopecia. Heart. Traditional Chinese medicine believes that one of the main physiological functions of the heart is to control blood vessels, including controlling blood and main vessels. The Huangdi Neijing says, "All blood belongs to the heart." Simply put, the heart, meridians, and blood circulation constitute a relatively independent functional system. Push of heart qi, or in other words, heartbeat, allows qi and blood to reach all parts of the body, including the hair, through the vessels and the channels, so that the various organs and tissues of the body receive a normal supply of qi and blood and can perform their normal functions. If heart qi is strong, the meridians are unobstructed, making qi and blood abundant and leading to vigorous hair. However, if heart qi is deficient and the channels are blocked, qi and blood flow to the head are deficient and hair growth and vigor will be restricted. Let's move on to healthy hair strategies. The coordination and nourishment of qi and blood rely on the meridians, and the head is the meeting place of all yang meridians. As such, physical stimulation can be beneficial. All qi and blood flows to the head, so combing your hair stimulates the meridians, increases blood flow to hair roots, dispels wind, and improves eyesight. It also enhances the activity of the melanocytes and hair follicle cells, keeping the hair strong and shiny with less gray. Correct way to comb your hair is generally considered to be from front to back, then from back to front, then from left to right, and finally, right to left. Repeat dozens of times as your time allows. As for the comb used, it's best to use a wooden or oxbone comb rather than one made from nylon, rubber, or metal, as these will cause static electricity to build up, irritating the scalp and potentially leading to hair loss. The Huang Din Aging points out, the 12 meridians are all part of the skin. Therefore, the onset of all diseases must precede the skin. The so-called skin part is a reflection of the functional activities of the 12 main meridians on the body. The surface area is also the place where the 12 main meridians are spread. According to traditional Chinese medicine, external evils can pass through the skin and penetrate deeply into the meridians. Lesions on the internal organs can also manifest on the skin through the meridians. Stimulation from tapping or tapping the skin with plum blossom needles can regulate the functions of the internal organs and meridians, thereby preventing and treating disease. It can also improve the blood flow supply of the head skin and stimulate the growth of hair follicles. Now we're going to talk about herbs taken internally. In addition to the physical stimulation of hair follicles to promote hair growth, Chinese herbs can also help. Using TCM diagnostic principles, accessing the root cause and type of hair loss is important in determining the appropriate treatment strategy and formula. Decoctions formulated according to the constitution of the patient is best, and most likely will be based on blood and kidney tonics and moving qi, but may also be one designed to clear wind or cool blood, so it is extremely important to properly diagnose the patient. Commonly used herbs include Danggui, He Shou Wu, Si Ba Ye, Hanian Cao, Sang Ye, Huang Qi, Ren Shan, Chuan Shong, Hong Hua, Wu Sui Bu, Wu Gu Zhi, Da Huang, Ku Shan, Bai Zhi, and Bai Xian Pi, among others. Now let's talk about external applications of herbs. Herb water or wine decoctions can be used externally to wash hair and for application to the scalp, allowing the medicinal ingredients to act directly on the skin tissue and hair follicles. These can produce medicinal or chemical stimulation, including moisturizing, beautifying, and preventing hair loss. The herbs mentioned above can also be used externally. Chinese medicinal herbal wines are easy to make and good for long-term hair care. The use of He Shou Wu, Danggui, and Sang Shenzi would be beneficial to nourish blood, liver, and kidneys. Combined with kidney tonics like Wu Gu Zhi and Gu Sui Bu, as Qi is the leader of blood, Ren Shen to replenish vitality and Tian Qi to move blood and dispel stasis can be added to improve local blood circulation. The above herbs should be soaked together in pure alcohol to extract the active ingredients and massaged into the scalp so that the effective ingredients can directly penetrate hair follicles. This combination tonifies the kidneys and qi and tonifies and moves blood. Studies have shown that some plants of the APAceae family, such as Danggui, Chuanxiong, and Baizhi, contain some active ingredients that can increase the sensitivity of the skin or hair to ultraviolet rays, enhance the activity of tyrosinase through ultraviolet rays, stimulate melanocytes, and increase melanin, thereby darkening the skin or hair. There have been studies on the use of Baizhi, its active ingredient being total coumarin, to treat vitiligo. When combined with sunlight exposure, normal pigmentation can often return. Now let's talk about the whys of hair loss. Hair loss, including physiological and pathological hair loss, is a distressing problem. Causes of pathological hair loss are multifaceted with internal and external factors. So let's start with the internal factors. Number one, genetics. Hair loss is mainly associated with genetics, and this is known as androgenic alopecia. Studies have found that having more affected family members will increase the chances for this to occur. If the father has alopecia, the chances of his son developing alopecia is higher than those of men whose fathers do not have this condition. Other studies have found that women with pathological alopecia carry more susceptible genes than men with pathological alopecia. Number two, endocrine disorders. Endocrine disorders and excessive or insufficient secretion of certain hormones can also lead to hair loss, the most important of which are male hormones and estrogen. The main male hormone that causes hair loss is dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. A metabolite of testosterone. Research shows that in people with genetic susceptibility, the hair loss areas on their foreheads are particularly sensitive to the stimulation of DHT, and this makes these areas more susceptible to hair loss. Hair follicles can also enter the resting phase prematurely and cause hair loss. In addition to DHT, excessive dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA, or plasma sex hormones binding globulin, SHBG, that is too low will affect the normal growth of hair and lead to hair loss. Insufficient estrogen in women, especially postpartum and menopausal women, can also easily cause hair loss. When a woman is pregnant, the level of estrogen in her body is high, which causes some hair that should enter the resting phase and fall out to remain in the growth phase without falling off, so the hair becomes more and more abundant. After childbirth, estrogen levels drop, causing more hair to enter the resting phase and fall out one after another in the next few months, resulting in massive hair loss. When hormone levels are readjusted and the body's internal environment is relatively balanced, hair will grow normally again. Studies have found that patients with hair loss generally experience a decrease in estrogen, an increase in androgen, or a relatively low ratio of the two. Number 3. Autoimmune diseases. Hair loss may be an autoimmune disease. The so-called autoimmune diseases are a group of diseases caused by inflammation and tissue damage caused by the body's own antibodies, such as systemic lupus erythematosus, rheumatoid arthritis, glomerulonephritis, certain thyroid dysfunctions, scleroderma, malignant anemia, etc. Studies have found that the serum of some patients with alopecia areata and alopecia totalis contain higher levels of antibodies related to immune responses, suggesting that hair loss may be related to autoimmune responses. The reason why the body loses its ability to distinguish between self and non-self substances is not yet fully understood. Number 4. Mental stress. Severe or prolonged depression, excessive mental stress, fright or overstimulation can all lead to hair loss. Mental stress, especially of the sudden sort experienced by fright, can cause the body's erector pili muscles to contract, making the hair stand upright. Stress can also constrict the capillaries flowing through the hair follicles, affecting the transport of nutrients. As a result, the hair does not receive adequate nutritional supply, and the hair is in a state of nutritional decline, leading to it falling out easily. 5. Malnutrition. Malnutrition, including vitamin deficiency or excess, lack of trace elements or protein, can lead to hair loss. Especially important are vitamins A, B2, and folic acid. Vitamin A is an essential nutrient for the formation of hair cuticles. Long-term deficiency can cause thinning of the hair, but long-term overdose of vitamin A can also cause hair loss. Lack or imbalance of trace elements in the body, especially zinc, copper, iron, selenium, etc., will lead to hair loss, while a lack of protein can make hair dry and brittle, making it prone to falling out. 6. Metabolic disorders. Diabetes mellitus and excess sugar intake can cause hair loss. Excessive sugar in the body will affect the absorption and metabolism of vitamin B, disrupt the normal growth of hair and pigment metabolism, and may be converted into excess fat and into seborrheic dermatitis, leading to hair loss. Okay, now we're going to move on to external factors. Chemical factors mainly include drugs, hair dyes, shampoos, and perms. Many drugs can cause varying degrees of hair loss. Common ones include anti-cancer drugs, chemotherapy drugs, colchicine to treat gout, certain anticoagulants such as heparin and aspirin, hyperthyroidism, and birth control pills. The heavy metal powder sometimes contained in hair dyes will combine with the pigment in the inner layer of the hair to change its structure and color. However, long-term or abnormal use of hair dyes can easily cause the hair to lose moisture and cause bifurcation, dryness, brittleness, and erosion, leading hair to easily fall out. Generally, shampoo contains many different chemicals which can easily cause damage to the hair, especially if the hair is not rinsed enough after washing. Chemical substances remaining in the hair will continue to irritate the scalp and cause hair loss. Perming agents are strong alkaline solutions that can easily damage the structure of the hair, causing the hair to lose its normal elasticity and traction. In addition, high-temperature perms can easily damage the scalp and hair. Physical factors are mainly mechanical, radioactive, ultraviolet, and high temperature exposure during blow drying. Most basically, frequent pulling of the hair, such as braiding or wrapping the hair too tightly for too long with accessories, or strong local friction on the scalp, such as using rough pillows, can easily lead to mechanical hair loss. The material of the comb is also very important. Using a rubber or metal comb can easily generate static electricity, which can damage hair. It will cause adverse stimulation to the skin and increase the pulling force and friction on the hair. Especially for dry hair, it is best to use a wooden or oxbone comb. Radiation of any intensity can directly damage hair follicles and cause hair loss. Direct exposure to UV light can break the keratin in hair, making it brittle. Blow drying your hair with hot air will reduce the moisture content and damage hair as well. Infection. Infections, including from viruses such as HIV, varicella zoster, and Epstein-Barr, and bacterial infections such as Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and Staphylococcus aureus fungi, can cause temporary cystic hair loss or permanent scarring alopecia.
Thank you for tuning into this episode with Yvonne Lau on the TCM perspective on hair loss. If you would like to read the original article this episode is based on, you can find it linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, we will be discussing the classical formula, Seven Treasures for Hair. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.